And we have got one of the fastest people we've ever had in studio in with us today. Valerie Yearock, I'm getting it right now. And Valerie, thanks for, I know you're like, it's close enough, and I'm the same way. We were talking about it. I have a weird first name, at least as far as most people are concerned. And I want to make sure I pronounce people's names right. So Valerie Yearock, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're excited to talk to you, Valerie. You had, honestly, one heck of a weekend last weekend at the Olympic Oval, which is kind of a cool place because it's a Winter Olympics venue, but then tracksters get to use it. And one of my favorite things that your coach, Ty Draney, tweeted out, it's like, is this the best sign in all of track and field? There's a sign there that says, runners must give way to the Zamboni. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
So tell us about your weekend at the Olympic Oval, because you set new school records in the 60-meter, the 200-meter, and the 400-meter events. And then also, by the way, you long jumped 17.6¾. So that's a heck of a day. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, so usually when I show up to meets, well, I kind of show up with no expectations. But starting the day out, I felt good. Like, I felt speedy. So first off, the first day I ran the 400, and I finished it. And one of my coaches came up to me afterwards, my outdoor coach, Saltzman, and he goes, do you know how fast that was? And I was like, no. He was like, I think you passed at 58. And I was so excited because 400s are hard. And then that same day, I had long jump. I've never long jumped before except for 7th grade.
Whoa. This was your first long jump in competition?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're pretty good at it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That
floors. Are you considering doing it a second time?
Yes, I'm actually going to try it again this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. So you did it. You said you did it in middle school.
Yes.
And so it was just like, hey, Val, you want a long jump today? Or was it more drawn out than that?
Well, it was kind of, I've been wanting to do it for a while. And I had taught myself a little bit over the summer, and I've been working with my coaches and everything. So,
wow.
So is it like a reward for you broke one of the records and your coach said, all right, fine, you can do one event of your choosing that you haven't done before?
Oh, not really. It was more like, okay, I'm going to try long jump this meet, and that's how it's going to be.
Oh, my gosh. That blows my mind. I wanted to talk to you a bit about the difference between indoor and outdoor track, because obviously there's some subtle yet very, very obvious differences. And I guess the main thing I'm thinking about is corners. And, you know, and then with the Simplot games coming up, they have the banked ovals and some. I'm just saying there's really no, like, okay, this is the, we're in outdoor, it's like, this is the oval, this is what you run on. Indoor, it kind of varies by venue. Talk to us about that.
So it's kind of interesting. Like, for the Simplot games, I have to wear different shoes when competing because of their wooden track. So if you wear, like, if the bottom of your spikes are plastic, you'll slip. And so I wear my rubber spikes. And the turns are tighter, and it's raised, of course, so a lot of different things to worry about. But then I think one of my favorite is the Olympic Oval because it is a bigger track, and the turns aren't so tight and everything. So, yeah.
Have you run at the field house in Laramie? Have you run at that one? That one's more of a circle, and I was just wondering if you'd had an experience on that one.
No, I don't think we ran there.
Well, if you could go ahead and take us through what does a typical week look like for the indoor track for training and what have you? How long would you say that you spend practicing your specific events in a given week just to lead up to, you know, the, in your case, very short amount of time that you actually end up running it in the event itself? Kind of just take people through listening at home. How much preparation goes into these events?
All right. So I do a little bit of training on my own. It's kind of a secret. Not really, but a bit. But so during practice, we'll spend like an hour or so doing sprint work. And afterwards, I'll go high jump or long jump and do whatever that. And sometimes we do weights and everything like that. It's kind of hard with how our track is built up because we don't have a lot of space. But we get in what we can, and it's good practices.
Yeah, the facility at Star Valley High School is the around the gym. So like I said, corner-wise, it's hard to train on corners because there really aren't any. But you're heading to Idaho State this weekend, and then I assume to the Ziploc Games next weekend. So you got kind of a back-to-back weekend there at that venue. What are some things that you're looking forward to the most?
Something I'm looking forward to the most is definitely trying long jump again. And because we've worked on my form because it wasn't the best. But I think it can improve a lot. And also, I'm looking forward to being able to high jump with my spikes because we don't get that opportunity in practice. For sure.
That's something else that we haven't touched on. Yeah, you're right there as far as the outdoor high jump school record. You're right there on that as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's been a bit of a battle trying to get that one.
you're like, thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I'm not very tall, so it's got to make up for it in what I can jump.
But what's your favorite event?
My favorite event is high jump. It just feels so cool just jumping over a bar. Yeah.
Flying.
Yeah, kind of feels like floating.
Okay.
So she goes out and she has this incredible long jump that she does. It's not even her favorite jump to do. Well, it's ridiculous.
Well, she just started it again, so maybe in time.
So what was kind of going through your mind when you found out, by the way? Was that something that you were consciously keeping in your mind when you found out that you set the record in all three of those events, or when you got told? Was there anything going through your mind other than, you know what, actually, I just need a water right now, then I'll celebrate after that?
The 400 was like, I need to sit down for a bit because my legs are tired, but after running the 400, I was like, I feel really good today. I'm kind of confident that I can maybe hit some other records, and I guess so.
Of those records, one that stands out to me a little bit is that 400, because that is such it's interesting. I've had coaches tell me that there are distances and there are sprints, and the 400 is a long sprint, and or the 800 is a long sprint, or whatever. I'm getting them mixed up. And then the 800 is a short distance. But the person whose record you broke, Audrey West, I covered her back in the day. The Lady Braves won the state championship in 2010. She scored a ton of points for them. But she went on and competed at the University of Wyoming. Do you have post high school things that you'd like to do as far as competing for university or continuing your career?
Yeah.
Or tell us about that.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely want to compete after high school. Just, I don't know. Don't know where I want to go. Still kind of open to whatever.
Who has anybody shown interest, or do you have any like a list of that you're at least kind of paying attention to?
I haven't really reached out to anybody yet. That's something I need to start doing. But I was at an ISU camp over this summer, and the ex high jump coach was really nice and interested and stuff.
Well, tell us a bit about maybe some of your best memories so far for indoor track. You're a junior, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you've already competed quite a bit in varsity, coming in as a freshman and doing really well. And then obviously you have another year coming up. What are some of your favorite memories, and then what are some of your goals that you have before your high school career is finished?
My favorite memories are definitely at hotels. a lot of stuff goes down there. But I'm trying to think. One of my favorite, obviously last weekend was a really good memory for the track season. And that was fun. But definitely hotels and like going to like Walmart and stuff, just messing around
but
with
my friends.
But like
team camaraderie those are the memories that kind of stick with you rather than, you have a memory that you competed well, but it's the people you're doing it with is what kind of tends to stand out to you.
Yeah, because track is definitely a different sport. Like the camaraderie, like not with your own team, but with other teams and their teammates. It's really different from other sports, and I like that about it.
So you mentioned the hotel thing. When I was at MoBAP, the football team was kind of infamous for doing this a lot. Were you guys the all right, you know what, coach says we're in our rooms by 8 o'clock, so we're in there? Or were you guys over at Walmart at 10 p.m. when you weren't supposed to be? How was that going
Don't
down?
Don't ask her to incriminate herself.
I'll just say we were in our rooms at the time we were supposed to.
All right, so the track kids are well behaved
that's
then.
That's a good answer. Valerie, just kind of retouching on that last question, what are some goals you'd like to accomplish this year and heading into outdoor season, and then obviously next year as a senior? What are some things you'd like to have on your resume before you leave high school?
Definitely that outdoor high jump record. One thing I want to try to get is the 100-meter record in outdoor, because it's been held for such a long time.
And there's been so many close ones. Yeah, 12-3, I think, is what that is.
Yeah, so I think just I need to hit training a little bit harder and definitely work on my blocks. I want to improve those. I've been trying to improve it since my freshman year. They've always been a struggle. But definitely try to get some more records before I have to graduate.
Well, you still got plenty of time.
Yes.
So, Valerie, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. Congratulations on this last weekend. And anything we haven't touched on that you want to mention before we let you go?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you very much for coming in. Valerie Yurok. I'm getting it right now. From now on. Took me 2.5 years, but we're going to get it right from now on. Valerie Yurok, Star Valley High School track stand-up. Thank you, Valerie, for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.